Brian second. Okay. I'd like to convene the, what day is today?
July 9th.
July 9th meeting of the Architecture Committee of the View of Curray Commission. Could the Deputy Director take role to establish a quorum, please?
Rick Fackel.
I'm present.
Cynthia Stewart.
Here.
Brian Block is out, and so is Stephen Bergeron.
Okay, we have a quorum. The first item on the agenda under old business is 909 Ursuline Street. Is that going to be an applicant present?
There's no applicant present, but they did request that we proceed without them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's have the...
Right, 909 Ursuline is a green-rated main building. This is a proposal to modify a side pedestrian gate per application of materials received March 14, 2023 and June 25, 2023, 2024, respectively. The applicant proposes to rework the pedestrian gate on the Dauphine side of the main building between 909 and 901 Ursuline, which is currently an iron picket gate with metal backing. It is apparently preventing water from draining the alley, causing water to back up and run under both buildings. The applicant submitted a proposal to rework the existing gate by opening it up at the bottom so it can drain, with raised sheet metal panels to be added to simulate a wooden paneled gate. This gate is a legal non-conforming condition, and staff cannot approve alterations without committee review and approval. The drawings are not detailed enough to evaluate how the sheet metal will appear in profile. The applicant informed staff that they would not be able to attend this hearing and stated that if the current proposal is denied, the gate would likely be left unaltered. Staff does not wish to see detrimental drainage conditions continue uncorrected, and improvements to the gate would certainly be appreciated. But since metal-backed gates are prohibited by the guidelines, staff recommends that the gate be replaced with a paneled wood or beaded board, either of which would be historically appropriate.
Okay, great. We don't have an applicant present. We're looking at the drawing. Yeah, I'm looking at the drawings. So you're recommending against approval?
Yeah, I'm not convinced, especially with this level of detail in the drawings, that they're going to achieve the look that they want to achieve by using iron.
Right. And why don't they just remove the backing up the same number of inches as they're showing in the paneled look and allow drainage?
I can certainly suggest that.
Okay, I think we should defer this. Given that suggestion, and if they want to pursue the idea of this metal-clad door, they're just going to have to provide more information.
Okay.
Do I have a motion for deferral?
I move we defer on the. I'm sorry, I've lost the address. On the proposal for 909 Ursuline.
I'll second that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion is deferred. Or matters deferred. And I'm sorry, I didn't ask for any public comment on that. Was there any public comment? No. Okay. Next item is 508 through 16 Bourbon Street. Do we have an applicant present? 508 through 16 Bourbon Street.
Looks like she's not here yet.
Okay. Well, we'll skip over that one and come back. We'll move on to new business and say 530.
Oh, here she is.
535.
We want to proceed with 516?
Yeah, 508 through 16 Bourbon Street, please.
508 through 16 Bourbon is a blue-rated main building and carriage house. This is a proposal to demolish and build a new gazebo structure in the courtyard for application materials received March 14, 2024 and June 25, 2024, respectively. Following conceptual approval from the committee, the application was forwarded to the full commission for review. Prior to that meeting, the zoning administrator informed BCC staff that outdoor live entertainment was not allowed at this location. It was not explicitly stated whether the proposed structure would be found approvable by zoning or not. Since it was unclear if the structure was prohibited per the CZO, the commission moved for deferral. The applicant has since revised the structure to remove the stage platform, so it is now only the gazebo that covers approximately 168 square feet of the courtyard. The height has also been reduced and is now 9'10" at the midpoint of the roof. Staff notes that drainage concerns were raised at the commission level, with Commissioner Veneziano noting that the overflow drain for the neighboring property would discharge onto this roof and then be directed back at that building's foundation, which could be detrimental. Staff notes that one elevation shows the gazebo's downspouts discharging at grade, while the side elevation seems to indicate that they are subsurface. Staff requests that the drainage be carefully considered and revised so it is clear how this will be handled. Otherwise, staff finds the architectural features of the gazebo would be in keeping with the previously reviewed design, and recommends conceptual approval with the additional development of the drainage to be considered and the proposal to return to the commission.
Okay. Would you like to state your name and address and relationship to the property?
Erica Gates, Gates Preservation, 1026 North Charles Avenue, representative of the property master tenant.
Okay. Do you have a presentation or a statement that you'd like to make in response to the staff report?
Just that we've taken the commission's concerns and adjusted it as necessary to kind of conform to that. We also reviewed their concern about the adjacent property. Antoine's complex does have a drain that drains onto that courtyard. We're unsure where that came from and at what point. But we can work with the staff and the Antoine's property to resolve that drainage issue, and we will clarify the drainage of the building, of the gazebo itself. It is intended to be surface drained, not subsurface drained. And then as we discussed with the architect, but we can also, you know, work out any details with the staff.
Okay, great. Is there any public comment on this proposal? I don't see any public comment. Committee, any questions for the applicant?
No.
No questions?
No.
Okay, so we're just basically reapproving something that's lower.
Yes.
And
we made a slight adjustment based on the commission's concerns because they were not comfortable with the conceptual approval unless the drawing was altered, so that's what we done.
Okay. Do I have a motion in the matter of 508 through 16 Bourbon Street?
I move in the matter of 508 through 516 Bourbon Street that we approve the designs as presented with the staff to work with the owner regarding drainage.
Okay, I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The matter is passed. Thanks.
Thank you.
We're going to move to new business and ask if anybody's present for 535 Decatur Street. We do. I have somebody here for 535 Decatur. Can we have a staff report, please?
Sure. 535 Decatur is a green-rated main building with brown-rated courtyard infill. This is a proposal to install mechanical equipment in conjunction with a change of use from vacant to residential. Their application of materials received December 11th, 2023 and June 25th, 2024, respectively. The applicant proposes to restore the second and third floors of this building to residential use after several years of vacancy. The only exterior work needed for the change of use is the installation of two heat pumps on an existing mechanical rack at the rear brown-rated flat roof. Manufacturer spec sheets were provided, but the model number for this proposed units were not specified. However, the size, weight, and sound output for all tonnages in this product line are within the typical range for residential equipment and can be considered conceptually approvable. Staff recommends the committee forward a positive recommendation for the change of use to the commission so the second and third floors can return to commerce, but the applicant to provide specific model numbers prior to permit issuance.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address and relationship to the property, please?
Yeah, my name is Jacqueline Wooden. I am a partner of the owners of the building.
Okay. Do you have a statement you'd like to make or a response to the staff report?
So we're not changing anything. We're just putting the new heat pumps in the location of the old ones. So we're not putting it anywhere else. Like she had mentioned, the fourth floor is vacant. We don't intend to use it. And then the second and third floor will be used for residential purposes.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this proposal? I see no comment. Committee, any questions for the applicant?
No.
Okay. I think we don't have much to talk about today. So we're going to need a recommendation for approval of change of use and a conceptual approval for the HVAC, or for the HVAC. Do we have a motion?
I move that in regards to the property at 535 Decatur Street, we give conceptual approval for the placement of the HVAC equipment and additionally a positive recommendation for the change of use.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
Next matter is 803 through 9 Burgundy Street. You have an applicant present. Do we have a report, please?
How you doing?
Hey. 803-09 Burgundy is a yellow-rated main building. This is a proposal to repair framing and modify shears. For application, the materials received May 20th, 2024 and June 18th, 2024, respectively. The applicant proposes the following structural work. 13 piers on the north rampart side are noted for removal and replacement. The provided detail shows new 8-inch by 16-inch brick piers above 32 by 32 by 12-inch concrete footing with number 5 rebar, with metal shims to be installed between the brick and wood sill as needed. 75 feet of 6 by 8 sill is to be removed and replaced. Various floor joists in 3 of the building's bays will be sister to existing 2 by 10s. 3 interior piers are to be coated with cement stucco. It is not clear if these piers are historic brick and what type of stucco is proposed. 2 interior piers are noted for removal and replacement with 8-inch by 16-inch 4,000 PSI piling block. Staff seeks the guidance of the committee regarding the appropriateness of the structural work. Based on public record, the property appears to be a condominium. Staff notes that a letter from the condo association consenting to the proposed work is needed before permits can be issued.
Okay, thank you. Would you like to state your name and address and relationship to the property?
John Lees, 221 Riverwood Drive, St. Rose, Louisiana, 70087, with a shoring company, Dixie Shoring.
Okay. So, do you have any response to the staff report or a presentation you'd like to share with us?
I think the only thing, I think you had a question about the stucco. Mm-hmm. We're just going to use it. We'll use a Lucore mix on that. And I think that's the only, and you know, we can get the condo association to get a letter to you guys.
So, did you have a structural engineer involved in this project?
We got an architect involved.
Okay. I only ask that because, you know, common detail is to have a continuous footing rather than
individual pier
footings. I'm just wondering why you chose to do it that way.
I don't know that answer. I know we crawled the building, and my guys did some investigation on the piers that were there existing. So probably determine through instead of a continuous footing, a spread footing. But I guess we can match whatever the building's on. It's probably on a brick. We can't match that out. So
I think, you know, matching the bearing area though is probably what you want to do.
That's correct.
So in concept, I think this is what you have to do, but it's the details that you're going to have to work through to get them right.
Right.
And I'm concerned that your architect may be giving us a stock detail that doesn't necessarily work with this building.
Okay. Yeah, the way to fix the problem, you're right. It's going to have a brick foundation in it. And the way to fix it is to take the piers out and put a concrete foundation, where the piers will be at.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So, first, staff, is there seems to be, has to be some development of this concept. So, are we able to approve the structural work in concept with details to be worked out with y'all?
Conceptual.
The other thing, that another standard detail in any kind of construction, wood construction in New Orleans, is to put a termite cap on top of the pier, between the pier and the sill, to keep those little bugs out of your building.
Yeah, we usually put the termite cap on.
Yeah, the drawing just doesn't show that.
Yeah,
I feel like we don't have enough information.
Okay.
But I don't see why the staff can't review additional information. I think these structural drawings are just not adequate, honestly. I would think we would need to see a cross section of the site to see how far below the footings are, and, you know, or are they above grade?
Well, it's continuous wall right in front. The back of the building is so tight, you have to get back there without coming around.
Well, I can't tell you about that.
Right, but I think the point is we would like to see.
Yeah, because you don't show soil line or bearing surface. I mean, these drawings pretty much don't tell you anything.
Right.
I mean, at all.
I think the owners are just trying to fix the building, so.
Well, I know,
most of their problem a lot. It's not the piers. Most of the problems are rotten wood. They've got a termite down.
So another thing.
They're pushing me to get the building done.
So another thing you could consider, if the corbelled footing is still in place and hasn't subsided, you could leave that in place and build on top of it.
Well, the sill in the back had rotted.
Well, that's
which,
wood.
Which made the pier twist.
Uh-huh.
Right. Once the sill rots, the pier is going to twist. Right. And lean. So that's why we got to redo the piers.
Okay.
So. Because the sill in the back, that 75 feet of sill at the back sill. That's where all the piers are.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Okay. Well, I think that clearly more information is necessary. Does the staff feel comfortable being able to work with the applicant to get the information you need?
Are you wanting to see piers, but then with a continuous footing, or are you wanting to see an actual like chain wall?
Well, I'd love to see a drawing that actually studies the problem,
right.
Tells us what to do. I'm not going to design this foundation for these people, and I'm concerned that the architect may not have designed the foundation either.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I don't want to hold up the work unnecessarily. So we can make a motion that says that it will come back to us for review if the details aren't sufficient. In other words, you can work with the staff, but if you aren't able to answer the questions the staff has, then it will come back to us. Okay?
Well, I mean, we'll go do what we got to do. I mean, I think the foundation problem is the sill that's deteriorated, causing the pier to lean.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go check the footing that's there, because it might, you're right, it might not be, the footing might be fine. It's
right.
The pier can be too, because once the sill rots, the pier starts to twist.
Right. I mean, and our point is, doing less work is a better preservation technique than doing more work.
Absolutely.
If you go back there and start digging up stuff, who knows what you're going to end up doing. So better just to do as little as possible.
I understand.
Do we have any public comment on this, the matter of 803 through 09 Burgundy Street? See no public comment. Is there a motion in the matter of 803 through 09 Burgundy Street?
In the matter of 803-09 Burgundy Street, I move that we ask the staff to work with the owner to provide more information regarding this foundation and how it will affect the building visually, and to come back to us only if there are issues that can't be resolved at staff level.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks for coming in today.
Have a good day.
Yeah. The next item is 200 North Rampart Street. We have an applicant present. Do we have a staff report, please?
Sure. 200 North Rampart is a brown-rated building. Is it proposed to construct a new fence around the former loading dock? For application material received June 14th, 2024. This property features a large parking garage with former ground floor commercial spaces. At the Iberville and Burgundy corner of the building, the parking garage projects over a driveway space, creating a now vacant area that is protected from weather and attracts unwanted activity. The applicant proposes to construct a metal fence around this area. The fence is shown as being constructed from pre-made galvanized steel panels measuring 6 feet tall by 8 feet wide. The panels come pre-finished in black powder coat with pickets that pump to the horizontal bars. The guidelines state that when sawing a metal picket fence, pickets should be solid and punched through the horizontal bars, either at a 45-degree angle or parallel to the bars, and the installation of a welded hollow metal tube fence or chain link fence is not allowed by the BCC. Regarding the location of the proposed fence, staff knows the atypical nature of this building and property, and does not believe that a fence around this area would be unusual. The specifications for these fence panels note that it is made from 16-gauge galvanized steel. Although not solid metal, the guidelines specifically seem to not allow the combination of hollow metal that is face welded to the horizontal bars. Given the low rating of the building and the fact these pickets are punched through the horizontal bars, staff finds the proposed panels may be approvable. The curved top terminating in a flattened spike are somewhat atypical. Staff questions if either a straight top or a more typical fishhook style top would be preferred. Staff believes it is important to maintain visibility in this area, so staff does not believe a solid wood fence would be a good alternative for this location and installation. Staff recommends conceptual approval of a metal fence in this location and requests commentary from the committee regarding the proposed fence detailing.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address and relationship to the property?
Sure. Linda Landrum, representing Grand Park Garage, 310 Lafayette Street, 70448.
I didn't catch your first name.
H-I-L-D-A. Last name?
Hilda. I just didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
It's hard. We can't hear you back there.
Okay. And your name?
Miguel La Rosa. Okay,
great. Do you have a presentation or response to the staff report you'd like to share with us?
Sure. Basically, what we want to do is, as you can see in the loading dock, we frequently have people camping in that area right there. Takes a lot of effort to keep that clean, and of course, sometimes they become hostile when we try to clean that area. So we chose these panels because we thought it might be convenient to match the panels that the neighbors have at the athletic club next door. That's the main reason we chose that design.
Okay, that's it. Okay. Committee, any questions for the applicant?
I walk by this daily. This is not going to help. This fence is not going to help the situation.
And what does staff recommend?
I don't know. But I do think they're just going to climb over this.
Yeah, 6 feet.
I think they're going to use that bottom rail.
To hike themselves over the top.
They're going to get over this. This is a horrible spot. I 100% agree with you. It's really bad. But I don't know that this is going to work.
So a taller fence? What's the zoning limit on the height of the fence?
It's for metal, I don't think it matters.
I think it's still 8 if you're at a property line for the CDO.
So,
and that is the correct move. This is,
that's
you
where
don't own that parking lot too, right? So the back of the building is literally the, yeah.
So ooh. Committee, I think there's things to say here, but do you want to start?
No.
Okay. Well, I think that we can probably agree that a fence needs to be installed. So a fence needs to be installed here.
Yeah.
And so now what we have to do is figure out what kind of fence and what it's going to be made out of. It seems that the staff has some reservations about the utility of this fence and keeping people out. I look at the details and think that they're not very substantial relative to people actually trying to go over. I mean, a lot of times these fences are installed to give the perception of you can't come in here, but people never try to come over them. This one, it sounds like people are probably going to try to come over. And so I think you need a more robust picket. That's just what I'm thinking. And we've looked at this project before. I mean, this is one of those really cool, anomalous buildings in the French Quarter. You've come to us before with the guardrail issue. We worked with you to kind of get something that's pretty minimal. I think it's like pretty successful. And I think you could probably come up with something here that could be successful as well. I don't think we're looking for historic detailing, but I think we need to have something that's robust so it's going to actually serve the purpose that you've stated you need the fence for. So.
I would love to put a fire. I thought that was the
limitation. Yeah, no. So. Yeah, I've actually sent an email. Well,
I would love for you to just build a wall. But I don't know that's, yeah.
Well, again, I don't think that we're going to do anything to harm this building from a historic perspective. And so I think that we want to get something that's going to actually serve your security needs. And so being modest about this and ineffective is not our interest. We want you to be state what you need, and we're more or less going to give it to you. So if you want a concrete block wall in there, then let's talk about a concrete block wall. If you want an 8-foot fence, let's talk about a fence.
I'd be happy to go all the way. I mean, I thought that was the limitation that
was not
required by y'all. So if you give me a permission to go higher, I'm more than happy.
What is the date on this? Is it like 1950?
Yeah, we got an email saying that the limit was 7 feet high.
For a fence.
This is between commercial and commercial. So, I mean, I think
it's a matter of if you go above that, then you do need a building permit from the safety department. If it's 7 feet or below, they say you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point, it's considered a wall and not a fence.
Okay.
And you have to make more comments, yeah.
So, do we have any public comment on this matter? Yeah. Any homeless people that need place to sleep or anything? Okay, no public comment. I think that we could probably pass a motion to give conceptual approval for a metal picket fence with the details to be worked out.
A more robust.
Okay.
I have a
question.
Well, no, please.
Is there a suggestion as to height? Or can you give us a guideline or recommendation that what you would approve?
I think we're going to give you the latitude to work with the staff to provide a fence as tall as zoning allows.
And do you know what that is?
You're going to have to work with the staff. But I, my feeling is you could fill it in just like you say you want to from a design perspective. You just have to work it through other city rules.
And so know, maybe make it not look like an old-timey jail cell.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I wonder And this is probably a dumb question, but like having worked on a number of buildings from this period, something that was super common was the, you know, the galvanized plumbing tubes used as railing and fencing. Is that something that...
expensive.
It would probably be really expensive, yeah.
That's the kind of guardrails they have up the bottom.
Yeah, I know, that's what made me think of it. I used to park here when I, you know, when I was a member at NOAC, so I spent a lot of time in this garage.
Okay, so is the staff comfortable with a motion that allows conceptual approval of a picket fence in this location to the height allowed by zoning? Does that work for you? Does that work for you?
Right, and so Do y'all not know what the height
is? Well, our motion will say to the height allowed by zoning.
No, I was just curious what that was.
I have absolutely no idea. Okay. I mean, I'm not a zoning expert. So, is there a motion in the matter of 200 North Rampart Street?
In the matter of 200 North Rampart Street, I move that we give conceptual approval for a picket fence along the proposed edge and details to be worked out with staff. To the height allowed by zoning.
And robust material?
Of a robust picket.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The motion passes.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Make it robust.
We'll do our best.
We don't want people going like this.
Right.
Because those I can do it myself.
Okay.
You know,
right. Thank you.
Okay. 1316 Burgundy, do we have an applicant present? Okay, do we have a staff report, please?
Sure. 1316 Burgundy is a yellow-rated main and rear building. This is a proposal to build a rear addition and modify front elevation for application and materials received June 25th, 2024. The applicant is a prospective buyer of the property and has submitted a conceptual proposal for construction of addition at the rear of the site. The proposal is not detailed enough for any significant conversation, but the applicant is hoping for a read from the committee regarding whether or not a second-floor rear addition could be viewed favorably before they finalize purchase of the building. Staff notes that a non-historic addition previously existed in this location. A 2020 inspection of the site and review of satellite imagery indicated that the building burned in 2008. The rear of the yellow-rated structure was rebuilt without permits in 2012 under previous ownership. The previously existing rear addition was not reconstructed on the second floor. It is now in use as a roof deck for the second floor unit. This proposal is insufficiently developed for staff to make a recommendation to the committee regarding compliance with the design guidelines for new construction and additions. However, staff does not foresee any issues that would preclude the reconstruction of an addition that is comparable to what previously existed. Since it would be on the second floor and the first floor is already infilled, there are no zoning or open space issues to contend with. As long as the applicant is willing to work with the PCC to ensure the design guidelines are followed and provided that any structural and or building code issues are addressed with all applicable agencies, a future proposal could be considered favorably. The first floor front elevation has been heavily modified over time. The applicant suggests modifying the entry to the covered parking area by installing an arched carriageway gate flanked by gas lanterns. Given the heavily modified eclectic style of the building currently, staff recommends against any superficial modifications that may make it appear more historic. While the front elevation is by no means sacred, alterations to this facade would need to be carefully considered and developed, and multiple different time periods could be taken into consideration for inspiration on how best to achieve this. Staff suggests that the applicant ends up purchasing the property, that multiple different options for modifications be submitted for discussion at the committee level while the overall proposal is under development.
Great, thank you. Would you like to state your names, addresses, and relationship to the property?
Sure. Garrett Gross, the proposed buyer. Current address is 20 Mariners Cove North.
Okay.
Peyton Malone, proposed buyer, 20 Mariners Cove.
Larry Trumbatore, proposed designer.
Okay. Do you have any kind of presentation you'd like to make or a response to the staff report?
I think the staff report was pretty in line with what our expectations were of this submission. We really were looking for just the concept of the rear addition being approvable, and we fully expect that the details and historic or non-historic, as it were, changes, we will totally work with everyone at PCC on finalizing finalizing those, obviously, before we move forward with anything. In our ideas of the facade that we threw together, we, you know, walk through the quarter every day. It's hard to find a home that looks anything remotely similar to this and to come up with an idea.
Right.
And in our research of this property, we found what it used to be back in the 1800s and things. And we basically just want to make it a more visually appealing house in a residential part of the quarter. And it just currently is not there with this.
Specifically, the lower portion of the building looks, I think, too commercial or warehouse district than French Quarter. So, open to suggestions for what to do to improve it. Our initial thoughts were to kind of make it fall in line with more of a carriage house, which tends to honor its history. But I think we're open to suggestions as well.
Great. Well, first, I'd like to say I appreciate the fact that you are kind of doing careful due diligence before you go into a purchase. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's terrible to find out after the fact that you can't do what you want to do. So thanks for coming in. And I hope we can give you some advice that will help you reach a decision about the purchase of the property. I'm looking at slide number 96, which is, it's a digital, great digital survey. Is that an imagination about...
Yeah, that's a copy paste.
Okay, so
this
so
portion far. Here,
but that's the idea that you're kind of rather than the drawing, because I'm just going to say that the drawings don't communicate your intention particularly well, either in terms of massing or detail. But so this is what we're really talking about for the facade of the building.
Yeah.
Committee, any response to that?
I have to admit, I kind of love the look from when it was an ironworks with the
The
samples of the different kinds of ironwork and the, you know, the full transom above and the foldable doors.
We like that too. We don't know
clearly what's missing.
Yeah. Oh, the it's just got a giant.
Yeah, we definitely.
You know.
Right. Yeah. I think for us, the most important thing is the addition and the fact that we can do that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I think that the rest of this details, we're very open to suggestions or any other concepts that you have in store. That's a great one as well. We've already talked to a few people on moving the electrical inside. That would greatly improve the appearance alone. So that's already something that we're anticipating. The rest of it, that would give us a lot more flexibility, I think, in the front.
It's a very intriguing project.
It is.
Yeah. And so I think that I can align myself with the staff in saying that, you know, the concept of an addition at the rear of the property is entirely workable. So it's going to be minimally visible from any location. As long as you follow the design guidelines, you shouldn't have any trouble. I do think that you're under property line condition, so just one thing that you might consider is your roof shape can't drain onto an adjacent property. So you just need to be kind of on top of, you know, the things that are going to make the building work, not only in the district, but also in terms of building code and zoning. I don't know if there's much to say here officially, because this is not an official proposal at this time.
You mentioned roof shape. That is something that is a kind of a big design point too. Are we allowed to tie into the existing roof at all with an addition, or is that going to have to be an entirely separate roof structure?
I don't see why that would be any problem at all.
Okay.
Because you have a hip roof on the back of the building now, and so you just kind of build into that.
Yeah, right. If we continue the existing roof line.
Again, those things are consistent with the design guidelines for new construction.
And I'm happy to meet with you while you're developing your proposal before you get to the point where your drawings are developed enough to come back here so that we can kind of talk about some of those things before we even get back to this point.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
But I do think you really need to think about
Well, we're planning on staying away from the property line, all at least around the back and down that side.
Okay.
And then if I stay with the main roof and carry my new hip back, we can put a little gutter system that could sure. water back to the
floor. It shouldn't end up being any closer
yeah.
to the property line. The property line's not exactly straight. It does
we're going to be
so
off
it's
that
a,
brick wall.
It's a zero lot line on two sides?
Well,
both sides.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, but we're going to stay, like, that's the original point. House is still off that brick wall a couple of feet. So we're
going
to just stay in line with that so that we're not encroaching on that brick wall or anything. I want to stay away from that brick wall.
Okay, good.
And then underneath in that garage, there's steel I-beams that run all through there to support all of that area right there.
Yeah.
Convenient.
So the things that will be helpful to us are, you know, drawings that actually kind of fully imagine what you're proposing. And right now, I know this is very conceptual, so we'll just need to see more developed drawings to help us appreciate what your proposal is.
So that's underneath.
Yeah.
Yes, I
we
just
saw this.
That.
There was a demolition by neglect.
It's
very odd.
That's
where she gets her name. Her name's
yeah.
Gertie.
I had a great aunt Gertie. She was very odd.
So I'm at a bit of a loss as to what kind of motion we can make here. There's not really anything to approve.
Deferral.
Okay, yeah. It will come back to us if you decide to buy the property. So could I have a motion for deferral in the matter of 1316 Burgundy Street?
In the matter of 1316 Burgundy Street, I move that we defer any decisions regarding this until we get a more complete application.
Great. I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So basically, staff is really excellent. They'll be able to help you know, with how to think about this, how to present it, things like that. And we'll look forward to having you come back if you decide to buy the property.
But cool.
Thank you.
Do you have any other questions? No.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm sure
you will. Well, I mean, anything we can help you with right now.
Yeah.
So next item is 1123 Burgundy Street. We have an applicant present. Could we have a staff report, please?
Sure. 1123-25 Burgundy is a green-rated main building and service building with a brown-rated rear addition and connecting structure. This is a proposal to replace an asbestos roof with looter slate. For application materials received June 30th, 2024 and June 20th, 2024, respectively. The applicant proposes to replace the asbestos roofs with the green and brown-rated structures with looter slate, which is a terracotta-based cementitious slate-type shingle. This material is approvable for green-rated buildings and is formed with lips on two sides so the shingles interlock. While reviewing for the details for this roof replacement, staff noted that additional blocking appears to be proposed at the dormer cheek walls. Staff is concerned that use of this material may add thickness to the sides of the dormers, meaning that the sides of the looter slate may be exposed instead of tucked in behind the wood trim, which is typical. It is not clear if this blocking is necessary because of the shape of the looter slate tiles or if it's being proposed for some other reason. Staff notes that the front elevation is stucco, which would indicate that a slate or slate pipe shingle is the appropriate cheek wall material, but the side elevations of the Creole cottage are wood, so wood siding may also be not approvable. If the looter slate is too thick to be installed on the cheek walls without resulting in modifications to the dormer, it may be preferable to use weatherboards instead. Staff seeks the guidance of the committee regarding the use of looter slate on the dormer cheek walls. Additionally, copper crickets are proposed for installation of the existing chimneys. Staff finds them typical and approvable.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address and relationship to the property, please?
David O'Reilly. Address is 3909 Clifford Drive, Metairie, Louisiana. I'm the owner of 1123-25 Burgundy.
Great. You have anything you'd like to say in response to the staff report or just a presentation to us?
I just really need to change the roof from whatever you guys think.
Yeah, well, this is an interesting product. I think it's... Given we have an asbestos roof up there now, it's approval.
And it's probably reaching the end of its lifespan. It's about a 100-year roof, and it was probably put on in the 30s, huh?
Very rarely, even though looter slate is an approvable material, we very rarely get applications for it. So we haven't come across this on the dormer sheets before.
Yeah. Are you working with a roofer at this point?
Yeah.
So I think that the staff recommendations about dormer cheek, you know, the side walls of the dormers, are probably something that you really want to consider. We don't want to put a material up there that's so thick that it starts to change the profile or the width of the dormer. Is that something?
So you don't want to stick out. Does that make sense?
It does. I just need to know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think siding, personally.
That's what that was my my instinct.
What's that?
Are you open to doing a wood weatherboard, like what's on the side elevation?
Yeah.
And the other thing is they come up, they have a dormer slate, which is thinner than a roofing slate. And that might be a material that you could use as well.
I think intermixing the slates is going to be a problem if I could do cypress or wooden siding.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate this roof is so old. We have no pictures of what this looked like before this was installed. But because this wood is
so... I think the New Orleans...
No, that was the same roof. That's the same asbestos roof.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but the sides are
very small.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any public comment about this proposal? I don't see any public comment. Do you like to say anything before we go to a motion?
I really need to change words. So
yep.
We understand.
Totally got that. Okay, so is there a motion in the matter of 1123 through 25 Burgundy Street?
I guess we could just move forward with the staff recommendations. Is that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I think that's a perfect way to do it.
Yeah, in the matter of 1123, 25 Burgundy Street, I move that we accept the staff recommendations to proceed. If there are any additional concerns regarding this, you can come back to us.
Great. I will second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Put a new roof on this building. You may have the last asbestos roof in the district. You know, so, I mean,
there's
not many.
Yeah,
so.
Not many.
Anyway.
Can I go back with asbestos?
I'll
email you.
Yeah, we've approved your proposal. I think you just have to work out the details for the dormer cheeks with the staff.
So, yeah, the roof will be Ludo slate, but the sides of the dormers will be wood. So we can talk about it. I'll write the permit that way.
Okay.
But you basically got to go ahead.
Okay. Before we're inundated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cynthia, that was a former Conley building.
Pardon me?
This was a former Conley building.
Oh, okay. Really?
725 St. Louis. Do we have an applicant present? We do. Could I have a staff report, please?
I must be before I started looking at their stuff.
725 St. Louis is a green-rated main office building with a brown-rated courtyard infill. This is a proposal to install structural ties to the eastern wall. The application and materials received July 3rd, 2024. The applicant proposes to install six structural ties at the second floor of 725 St. Louis in a similar pattern as those already existing on the third floor. The provided detail calls for 9-inch by 9-inch by 3/4-inch plates, presumably square, with a 3/4-inch diameter threaded rod to tie into the interior joists. A plus or minus 6-inch gap is shown between the brick wall and the floor joists. Staff requested an engineer's report, which states that it is my understanding the awning was struck by a vehicle, causing damage to both the awning and the masonry wall supporting it. While on site, I noted cracking in the stucco facade of the building adjacent to the party wall with the neighboring building at 729. It appears that beneath the stucco cracking, there's damaged masonry that will need to be tuck pointed to restore the structural integrity of the wall. In addition, it is my opinion that wall ties be installed along the damaged wall to prevent any further movement. The wall ties should be installed in a similar fashion to the existing wall ties above. While the wall is being repaired, it's my recommendation that the awning and its connections to the masonry wall be evaluated to determine what repairs will be needed. Staff notes that structural drawings for the awning repairs will require further committee review. It is not clear from the report if the applicant believes the structural repairs to the wall are needed because of the accident or if they were a pre-existing condition with some other underlying cause. Staff seeks the guidance of the committee regarding the appropriateness of the proposed structural work.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the project?
Patrick Avery Brothers, 3319 Orleans Avenue, engineer and contractor.
Okay, do you have a response to the staff report or presentation you'd like to share with us?
No presentation, but everything seems to fall in line. I guess to answer the question regarding this, if this is a pre-existing condition, I'm really not sure. I was brought in to look at it after the incident happened with the striking of the awning, so I can't note whether or not this was before or after.
Okay, and are these current photographs?
Yes.
I am curious about those balcony supports. Does anybody know anything about them?
They look like, are they wrought iron?
I don't know.
The posts. The balcony posts.
Well,
they're really thin.
Well, no, like you have these weird
brackets
on the top, not in the middle, and then these more decorative ones on the bottom. And I'm just, I'm curious about them. I've never seen anything like that.
They are definitely, they do seem narrow.
They do seem narrow. I concur.
Very Art Nouveau for the border.
Or something.
They're old, but they're certainly not original.
So if I if I'm following your proposal, then you want to put the ties in now, and then you'll come back to us with drawings for the awning.
So I can't really come up with a proposal for the awning. I'd like to do them simultaneously.
Right.
And so I'd like to, if we get approval, we remove the stucco facade to expose the damaged masonry. We repair the damaged masonry and install the wall ties at the same time. And with that exposed masonry, that would give us a good idea of what the actual connections, because my concern is that you've got those chains that hold the awning up, and we really don't know how that looks right now. So I can't really come up with a good detail to repair or strengthen it without seeing how it actually is connected.
Is that pipe coming down, is that a drain? Look at the P-trap and the PVC.
From the awning?
Yeah.
It looks to be. That's not really a P-trap.
So you can only...
It's like a clean out. I don't know.
You can only... clean out.
From what?
I don't know.
Well, is there maybe it slopes back towards the building?
It could be internal gutters. That might be.
It just looks really narrow for that.
Yeah. Well, I think that you can only improve the situation. Okay. And you think that the ties, is the wall coming out? Is that
we have noticed? Yeah. So it does appear to be separating and kind of coming out. There appears to be new opening in the wall.
Was that an infill in an alleyway? Is that where that came from?
I imagine that used to be an old carriageway between the buildings. Y'all would probably know better than I would on that. But, you know, when you're inside of Antoine's in that area, it does appear that was an infill.
And that place is a mess.
So the wall just comes over, and then there's just joists behind it. There's no... The common wall... Is there a common wall, or is this just built up to the adjacent wall?
No, I think it's a party wall.
Party wall, okay.
I'm not positive. What you can see, it is a party wall. I don't know how it was built or constructed, but when you're in the offices of the second floor, so you see the window above the awning, it is absolutely one. It's a single party wall. Now, how it was built, it was infilled, I don't know.
And keep in mind, this building... This is the Chris
Owens building, right?
So
it's going to be changing.
But it's newer. I mean,
yeah.
It's
they
newer,
might have built.
So who knows what the
1, 2, 3? We don't know the 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Either.
Okay. Well, it never hurts to put structural ties in.
Agreed.
So let's take that step.
So we're approving the structural ties and the repairs to the masonry.
Yeah.
But not the awning.
No.
Okay.
There's no conceptual repair for the awning right now. I don't have any details to present right now.
But hopefully, once you get everything straight down and you're repairing it, you'll have a better idea and can come back before you're done.
Exactly.
Okay.
We'd like to make another application while we are doing the repairs of the wall.
Sure.
To hopefully knock them both out at the same time.
Perfect.
Sure. Yeah.
Is there any public comment on this proposal? I hear no public comment. Do we have a motion in the matter of 725 St. Louis Street?
In the matter of 725 St. Louis Street, I move we give approval for structural repairs to this building. That's it.
As proposed.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we'll go on to 817 St. Peter Street. Do we have an applicant present?
1517 St. Peter is a green-rated main building with a brown-rated rear shed. This is a proposal to replace the existing decorative light fixtures with new decorative light fixtures. Application materials received June 7th and June 20th, 2024, respectively. A similar application to replace the existing decorative fixtures on the front elevation of this frame double shotgun with new Bevelo gas decorative fixtures was reviewed and denied in 2018. A new application has been filed to replace the existing decorative light with new Veblo electric fixtures. The new proposed fixtures measure 20.5 inches tall by 11.5 inches wide. The existing fixtures measure approximately 11 inches tall by 6 inches wide, making the new fixtures almost twice as large as the existing. At the time of the 2018 review, staff noted the low amount of light produced by gas fixtures as a concern regarding that proposal. As the fixtures are now proposed to be replaced with new decorative electric fixtures, staff noted the light level should be comparable to the existing fixtures. Staff was also previously concerned that the larger decorative fixtures would interfere with the operation of the window and door shutters. The applicant has stated that the owner confirmed the shutters would remain fully operational with the larger fixtures. Staff's final concern was the overall compatibility of the fixtures with the building in terms of style, type, and period of construction. A large decorative fixture on the rather modest shotgun building seemed a little incompatible. Staff suggests that a smaller fixture, such as the Bevelo 14-inch fixture seen on the same spec sheet, may be an approvable replacement as it would be more similarly sized compared to the existing. Staff requests commentary from the committee regarding the proposal.
Thank you. Let's state your name and address in relationship to the property.
Eric Hague, Gates Reservation, 1026 North Carrollton Avenue, representing the building owner.
Do you have a presentation you'd like to make, or?
I think it's pretty straightforward. After reading the staff report earlier today, I did check with the contractor, and I agree that that's probably appropriate to reduce the size slightly to kind of compromise. I get the impression that Buffalo is recommending that particular size to a lot of people. This is one of a couple of different cases in which I've encountered that specific size, that specific fixture in the French Quarter. So that may be where we're getting some of this proposal from. Is I think Buffalo is recommending that size.
Sure.
But I think it's a good compromise, and I think we're comfortable with a smaller of the same fixture.
Okay. Committee, any comments, questions for the applicant, for the staff? Okay. Any public comment? There's only one person, two people left. You're just not going
to
say a word.
I don't think you want him to comment.
Okay.
He's not listening anyhow.
He's not listening. You don't want to kill.
Okay. Well, I guess the things I can say is that there's already kind of a light fixture here. The smaller fixture is not going to be much more objectionable than this one. I mean, they don't conform to lighting guidelines in terms of placement or size. I'm looking at one of the staff people to confirm that.
Not really.
No.
Particularly, but the decorative fixture and guidelines are pretty open-ended.
And the proposed fixture is, this one feels low because it kind of overhangs. Proposed fixture at least is midpoint attached, so it gives it a little bit more height. Upward, so the scale feels a little bit better than what's currently there.
Great. Okay. Is there a motion in the matter of 817 St. Peter Street?
In the matter of 817 St. Peter Street, I move we accept the light replacement with the understanding that the staff recommendation of the smaller light will be used.
That's 14 inches?
14 inches.
Yes. I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the motion passes. Thanks for coming in. You get to sit there for another one.
Yep.
307 Charter Street. Do you have a staff report?
307 Charters is a green-rated building. This is an appeal to retain mechanical equipment platform for application materials received February 28, 2024 and June 24, 2024, respectively. On November 9th, 2021, the committee reviewed an appeal to retain unpermitted standing seam roofing, HVAC equipment, and the existing rooftop platform. The committee approved temporary retention for 12 months. The roof has since been replaced with slate, correcting that violation. The applicant is once again appealing to retain the equipment and platform. When previously reviewed, the staff analysis and recommendations stated that the platform and HVAC condensers are discreetly located and may be retained, particularly given that any changes to the platform would likely trigger code requirements, resulting in a much larger supporting structure. Sound data from the field was provided by the applicant for the exhaust fan at the rear of the property, averaging 78.8 decibels and reaching a peak of 96.4. Staff is unsure if there are any means for reducing the noise from this equipment, but notes that it is an isolated location on the site. Given how limited alternate locations for the equipment are on the site, staff has no objection or attention to the current conditions until replacement is required by the mechanical division prior to future work.
So the staff is recommending for retention until such time as the equipment needs to be replaced. Okay. Do you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property?
Eric Gates, Gates Preservation, 1026 North Council Avenue, representative for the owner.
Do you have a presentation you'd like to make or a response to the staff report?
Just wanted to let you all know that this is the last of several kind of longstanding violations on this property. There's several that we saw that the permit was issued and those have been resolved. The roofing issue has been resolved from the previous violation, and this is our only remaining item on the violation to resolve on this property. So we're kind of pretty excited about that. Both the exhaust, obviously this has been added to over the years. We have a very small courtyard space in the back of this building, but it's almost otherwise the entire property is occupied by the building. So it does lead to some very awkward ways to address the HVAC requirements. But it is very limited as far as there are really no windows that look at this space. It's really affecting neighboring properties. So we think this is kind of the least visible kind of options that are there already. So we're just hoping to keep this for the duration of its life, and ideally they will make a complete proposal for our future where the HVAC and the kitchen exhaust can be adjusted and modernized.
Okay. Is there any public comment in the matter of 307 Charter Street? I see no public comment. Committee, any questions for the applicant?
No.
None? Okay. I don't have any questions. Staff, this is a recommendation for approval. Is there a motion in the matter of 307 Charter Street?
In the matter of 307 Charter Street, I move that we accept the staff's recommendations regarding this.
I'll
for retention until required replacement.
And I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. Thanks for coming in.
I'm also appreciating the variety of buildings we're getting today.
Yeah. Okay, 325 Bourbon Street, the last but not least.
321 through 25 Bourbon Street is a green-rated main building service aisle with a brown-rated rear addition. This is proposed to renovate the front elevation of the main building, including proposed changes to the ground floor millwork. For application materials received March 26, 2024 and June 24, 2024. The proposed work is limited to the front elevation of the main building only, with the vast majority of the proposed work being repair or replacement to match existing. Work in the courtyard will be reviewed and permitted separately. The one proposed change on the front elevation is at the center entrance doors. The current ground floor arrangement dates to around 2006 and was inspired by millwork that was installed in these openings circa 1946. It is unclear when the current center doors were installed, but staff does not find them to be particularly appropriate. The applicant proposed to remove these doors and side panels and to install new single light pair doors with narrow single light side lights. The transom windows would remain. The new millwork would be brought forward about 13 inches, but would still be behind the existing transom window. Staff finds the new proposed millwork incongruent with the transom windows above. If these elements could be better unified, it would greatly improve the overall millwork in this opening. Staff knows that this may be an opportunity to revisit the circa 1946 millwork again, and rather than installing paired doors with narrow side lights, a wide single door under the diamond-shaped transom with wider side lights could be considered. The door maps the width of the existing diamond transom would be about 44 inches wide. The proposed paired doors are each 36 inches wide. The previously existing millwork was in the same plane as the transom, while the existing has been pushed back in the opening. Staff would welcome pulling door and side lights forward again, but understands the complications of an outswinging door onto the sidewalk. As proposed, the doors will project away from the building a maximum of around 18 inches. If a single door were utilized and installed in the location of the new proposed doors, it would project about 26 inches away from the building. Another alternative may be to keep the door slightly recessed, but bring the side lights forward to be in the same plane as the transom window. Staff finds changes to these center doors conceptually approvable, but suggests deferral of the application to allow the applicant time to revise the proposal to better unify the doors, side lights, and transom.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name, address, and relationship to the property?
Liz Gullett, with Al K. Harmon Architects. Address is 6238 Argonne Boulevard in New Orleans, and with the architecture firm.
Okay. Do you have a presentation or response to staff report?
No, I agree with the single door. I wanted to ask for a double door, but seeing your historical photograph, I think it's appropriate to go with a single door. I do like the idea of recessing it slightly and keeping the side lights, the front face forward, if that's possible. And if that's possible to do something, since we're in agreement with that, can we review that at staff level or do we need to come back?
Staff?
I think it's up to you guys. It's not like it's a historic.
Right.
So,
material.
So this is all going to be opaque material, painted material. No glass.
Let's see. What do we have in the
I'm saying
proposal?
Wood.
I think we have that as opaque, completely opaque.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, we're showing glass.
Satellites work.
I think you
glass.
Would prefer opaque.
So let's talk about the plane of this whole thing. I think that one way or the other, you need to continue the plane of the transom windows with some part of this construction.
So the side lights.
I think the side lights could project forward, and then the door could be recessed. And then you'll just have to negotiate whether that means it swings over the sidewalk slightly or not. But I don't think you can recess it so much that you end up with a little sleeping spot.
Right.
In the alcove where your door is not going to swing over the sidewalk. So I think that you're showing in your partial plan at front entry that the doors are going to swing over the sidewalk anyway, and they currently do.
Yeah.
Is that the case? Yeah. So
we're pushing it forward a bit. They currently swing over the sidewalk less than we're proposing them to.
Mm-hmm.
Liz, you're also going to want to check with Public Works because I've heard through the grapevine, and this might be people telling me what they want to tell me, but we've heard that Public Works is not a fan of outward swinging doors that are opaque, just to make sure that they're not crashing into anybody. But that may or may not be accurate.
Okay. Makes sense.
And on another note, just they can't be the same. They're going to have to be painted.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, is there any public comment? We have an audience full of people, no public comment. Questions for the applicants? Staff, anything you'd like to add? Would you like to add anything?
No.
Okay, is it time for a motion?
Are we deferring? Or are we just gonna leave it to the staff?
I
kind of
have to see a section.
I would.
Okay.
Okay. So in the matter of 325 Bourbon Street, I move to defer until further drawings are developed based on the staff recommendations.
And it's about the front doors, which...
Yes, about the front door.
I think we need a section that shows the plane of the transoms, where the side lights fall, and then where the operable door falls in relation to those items, in enough detail to be able to understand what you're really proposing. So I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. That comes to the end of the normal agenda. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Aye. So moved.
And I'll second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.